Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria in December 30, Emela Glen in Johannesburg 27, Polokwane 26 grade.
Couple of issues on the roads. N14R. N14 West. Very heavy traffic towards the Mullibongwe Drive exit, the R512, and delays on the Crown, Main Reef Road, slow moving traffic at Church Street.
Die minister van Gesondheid, Aaron Motsoaledi, stel vandag 'n nuwe MIV-behandelingsveldtog by die Chris Hani Baragwanath Akademiese Hospitaal se gemeenskapsaal in Soweto bekend. Die veldtog se doel is om nog 1,1 miljoen mense wat met MIV lewe maar nie behandel word nie, teen die einde Desember op medisyne te plaas.
The system we are going to use has been defined by UNA called 95-95-95. That 95% of the people must know their status. And those who are positive, 95% of them must be on treatment. And those who are on treatment, 95% of them must be virally suppressed, meaning they must not have a capacity to transmit the virus to the next person.
Suid-Afrika het 7,8 miljoen mense wat tans met MIV en vigs lewe. Die Suid-Afrikaanse Nasionale Weermag het bevestig 'n groep soldate wat dringend mediese aandag nodig het, is gerepatrieer uit die ooste van die Demokratiese Republiek van die Kongo. Die soldate is gewond in gevegte met M23 rebelle. Die begangen Tanshe berig.
Four ambulances escorted by military police were seen entering the military hospital casualty section as the evacuation of wounded soldiers began. Reports indicate that nearly 200 South African troops are ill or severely injured and are expected to return home this week. The soldiers reportedly took the Kigali route through Rwanda to South Africa as Goma Airport remains too risky, causing delays in their arrival back home. Lebohang Ndashe, Jacaranda FM News.
Nou na die Pretoria Noord-Landroshof waar aanklagte van bedrog teen die voormalige burgemeester van Johannesburg, Kebela Kwamanda, en sy medebeskuldigdes voorlopig teruggetrek is. Hulle word daarvan beskuldig dat hulle na bewering Soweto inwoners bedrieg het in 'n beweerde begrafnispolis skema wat tussen 2011 en 2012 bedryf is. Kwamanda het buite die hof gesê hy is verlig oor die beslissing.
What has happened now, it demonstrates that even the manner in which the arrest was enforced, which is one of the questions that my attorney had posed to the court itself, to say when was the warrant of arrest issued and who signed it and on which basis was the warrant of arrest signed, where else they are unable to come up with a charge sheet that alleges the fact that I'm accused of fraud.
Gauteng se premier Panyansi Lesufi sê hy het meer as 400 verkeersligte reg oor die provinsie geïdentifiseer wat onmiddellik vervang en herstel moet word. Hy sê geld is op sy gesit om die probleem aan te spreek. Lesufi het gisteraan sy staatsrede in Pretoria gelewer.
We have identified 400 traffic lights that are not working in our province. We have set aside the budget and the team to replace these traffic lights. We will unleash another intelligent system that will be tamper-proof, that will immediately alert us if somebody is tampering with our traffic lights.
In ons sluit af in Kaapstad was Sandparke sê die brand wat sonoggend uitgebreek het in die Nieuweland Kloof in die Tafelberg Nasionale Park is onder beheer gebring. Sandparke se woordvoerder Charles Pelani.
The South African National Park wishes to thank the City of Cape Town's Fire and Rescue Services as well as Provincial Disaster Management for their assistance. Our heartfelt thanks also goes to corporates and the public who donated so generously to the firefighters. Many of the firefighters are volunteers who undertake this high-risk work in their spare time.
Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus in Engels om 1 uur.
Joch, that fire in Cape Town was bad, man. Bad. Many, many hectares destroyed. However, lack of news that they've managed to contain that one. Marie Slachter story is die Wynlandvuur. That is still burning out of control. It is just ridiculous. That's over in Witzenberg. 8 days of wind fanned flames. Yeesh, those firefighters are incredibly brave, I tell you what.